On air, on DAB, online, on your smart speaker, on your phone. This is Heartsong Live.
It's Omoshola again, Heartsong Live Radio. I am at the Roof World Festival and I have an amazing guest that he's going to be telling me his name, why he's here, and he's got an amazing store with so many different things he's going to be telling us about it. So you are welcome. You are Richard. Nice
yes,
to meet you.
Thank you.
So tell us, why are you here? What's the mission, the vision behind what you do?
Okay. Well, we're here because we want people to know about Satsang.
Okay.
Satsang is this amazing ministry that started off in the mid-90s. And it started off as a satellite ministry, initially just to the Arab world, the Arab-speaking world. So across North Africa, the Arabian Gulf, the Arabian Peninsula, Syria, Jordan, Iraq, basically the Arab-speaking world. And in the Arab-speaking world, in many areas, the church is persecuted, whether it's overtly or covertly. There's that constant pressure on the church, and sometimes it's very violent. People, believers lose their lives. So it's basically set up to encourage the church in these areas, particularly for those who are isolated believers, to encourage them and to allow them to connect with wider church, to let them know they've not been forgotten, to encourage them in their faith. So it broadcasts programs for children. It broadcasts programs for adults, families, church meetings, fantastic, real biblical teaching to encourage believers, really, to grow in their faith and also to be confident in standing as believers and witnessing to others. And I guess it also gives an opportunity for others who are not believers yet to look at here and to find out more about Christianity and about the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel without the kind of pressure that they might experience from family, from society, from their friends and their peers. To be able to really look into what do both Christians really believe, as opposed to what they're told or taught about
Christians that they believe.
So, to get a first-hand drawing sacrament. Now, over the years, it's also increased its scope. So now, South 7 not only broadcasts over the Arab-speaking world, but also that covers Turkey.
Wow.
In this vast population. It covers the Persian-speaking world, so it covers Iran, Azerbaijan, Afghanistan, Tajikistan. When people think of the Middle East, what do you think? They think of poverty, they think of persecution, they think of war.
Yes.
It's not a pretty picture. And even in those situations, we're able to hopefully bring comfort through the gospel message. There are so many children in these areas who are missing out on an education. So Sat7 broadcasts educational programs as well, which are widely received, not just by the Christian community, but the quality of it is, and they, parents of other faiths as well recognize the quality content.
It's amazing. And I'm hearing, the footsteps of Jesus, because that's what Jesus did. He went into those places that were not necessarily welcoming, and he made himself welcome through love. And I hear love. I hear the fact that you're sharing love. First, the love of Christ, the love of God.
Our point is to really encourage people Listen, you see this, the sign of arms we had here. It's huge joy for Christians in the Middle East. There's such a lot of cash ailment. You know, we want to bring chocolate back into people's lives. And in believing, there's joy in believing in Jesus, you know?
Yes, I can feel it.
He's the Prince of Peace. He's the joy giver.
Amen, amen. And he did say to us, it's joy that passes understanding that he gives. We can't quantify it. We can't explain it. It's just what we receive when we believe.
Absolutely. And the joy that Jesus gives us is not something that is dependent on our circumstances, because it's an internal joy that just wells up within us. Because of who he is and who he makes us to be and how he receives us and accepts us and loves us. And the wonderful thing about Sat 7 is that now Sat 7, in the last two or so years, has gone online. So before, it used to be beaming the message out through satellite, and they're still doing that. Because so many folks in this region have satellite TV. But by going online now, it just makes it far more accessible. Not just to that area, but anywhere in the world. Anywhere that Arab speakers are, Persian speakers, and all the dialects, you know, Arab speakers and all their dialects, Turkish speakers can access this material. Online, anytime they want, you know, just through their own devices, which is a fantastic blessing. And they now have Sat 7 Arabic,
okay.
Sat 7 Kids, Sat 7 Turk, Sat 7 Pars, or Sat 7 Turk reaches out to Turkish speakers. Sat 7 Pars reaches out to Persian speakers, the different dialects as well. So you can actually watch it, watch these different channels. If you go to Sat 7 Plus, so Sat, S-A-T, 7 Plus, all one word, .org, and then you'll find there's an Arabic channel, there's a kids channel, there's the Turkish channel, the Persian-speaking channel.
So wow.
You can access that online.
And because even though it is just with those names, because it's online, anybody. So the word is being preached through these channels to places that maybe when you get to heaven is when you know. And they go, Sat 7, did you know it was through you that we were able to reach the gospel? That's how we heard of the gospel. And you know, so what a wonderful day that would be. There's one question I also wanted to ask, because again, it's, we're here, we're on the field, we're out here, there's freedom here.
Yeah.
And freedom and persecution is something that we don't necessarily understand or talk about that much here. But one thing that, you know, has come across, which is in the name, is that regardless, joy allows one to be free internally. And we could be in a space but still not be free. So is that a correct assumption in saying that the joy that you give the world through the gospel creates that freedom and makes that persecution much more bearable because of eternity?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jesus says,
he
who sets the truth is truly
courageous.
And as I said to you earlier, you know, the joy that Jesus gives us is not happiness. Back in us tends to be dependent on the circumstances around us. Joy is something that just wells up on the inside of us.
And it's something to do with me. Something that's my identity.
Oh. Knowing the very source of all life and love around ourselves. That's completely different. And of course, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah.
It enables us to face circumstances we could most be things, because we know that He is with us. He's not just with us,
but yet
He's with us everywhere.
Yes.
In every circumstance.
Yes.
He's with us. He accepts us.
He also loves us.
Not still, more.
All even loves us.
He loves us. We are accepted.
No one near us.
God lavishes His love upon us.
And I can guess they can sense it. They can sense that love that you're using. And there's one thing I also noticed. You have some shawls. Are these on sale, or are these just places that you've been? Where? What is the significance of what you have up here?
These shawls are just the things you might find in the Arab world. So these are our personal kind of mementos of places we've visited, places we've lived in. Most of my wife and I have spent some time in different countries in the Middle East, and we've just swiped. So it's been really just a blessing, really. And just to give you a feel of the place.
Yes, that was a drawing. I'm like, okay, this is different. I must say thank you so much for your time. And we continue to pray that the work continues to extend, and that, you know, God continues to reward you here on earth as you prepare for heaven.
Here in the UK, if you want to visit the UK website.
Oh, yes. I thought that was a web. Yes. So let's...
You want to watch online. Yes. Okay, if you want to access any of the programs online, just go to sat7plus.org, and then you'll find the different channels that you can access. But if you want to have a look at the UK website, get some more information about that, you can go to www.sat7uk.org. And we have a fantastic little booklet that you can actually purchase for £5, or you can actually download from there, which leads you through 40 days of prayer for the Middle East. It's a really informative booklet. You hear people's testimony, you can read through various testimonies of folk. It gives you some information on each of these countries, and suggests ways and areas that you can pray for believers there, pray for the church,
pray for the government, pray for the countries, and all of it.
So you can get that at this website, the UK website.
Fantastic. Thank you very, very much. This has been very informative. Thank you. God bless you.
On air, on DAB, online, on your smart speaker, on your phone. This is Heart Song Live.